previously on Grey's Anatomy.
If anybody needs to be celibate, it's Meredith.
I'm Finn Dandridge. I'm Doc's vet.
I'm off men. No more men.
You brought the baby to work?
I'm covered in mommy, but that does not mean I will be mommy trash.
You're his doctor, Izzy, and he's your half-dead, possibly soon-to-be all-dead patient.
You should see them together. They're, like, doing things like running and cooking and talking. It's like they're bonding.
George O'Malley is sweet and kind.
You live here.
I'm not crazy or anything. I just spent so much time here in the hospital. Holy crap. George just heard McDreamy.
The key to being a successful intern is what we give up. Sleep, friends, a normal life. We sacrifice it all for that one amazing moment. That moment when you can legally call yourself a surgeon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
There are days that make the sacrifices seem worthwhile.
Oh, my God, you're thanking me for the most boring sex ever?
I didn't know what else to say.
But you did your best.
All right, thanks. You too. It's really nice work.
We used to be really good at this.
I'm not going to do this until
Ow!
Jeez.
Perfect. Oh.
Hello. Hi. No. It's
about Doc.
Yeah. No, I'm here. Yeah, I can pick him up this morning. Oh. Sure. But, no, come on.
Hey, Dr. Dandridge. We're going to have to call you back because we're trying really hard to have some decent sex here.
What? What's so funny?
And then there are the days where everything feels like a sacrifice.
Everything okay?
Yeah. Everything's great. Hey, Doc. You look good. He looks good.
It may just be a virus, but I'd like to wait till we get the blood tests and the x-ray work back before I say anything for sure.
So he can go home today? Because Derek says he can pick him up.
He can go home.
You hear that, Doc? You can go home.
So you and Derek, you're together?
Derek and I are, just friends. He's married, and I'm knitting a sweater. And, well, I guess I'm rambling, which I tend to do a lot of lately, and I wish somebody would just tell me to shut up. But my point is, yeah, he's married and I'm knitting a sweater.
So you're single?
Single.
I asked because I was wondering if you'd like to go out with me.
Out with you.
On a date. Tonight.
Date. Tonight.
And you're repeating everything I say so that you can buy yourself some time and figure out a way to let me down easy. It's okay.
I you know, you're very... It's just that if I were, you would... Not dating.
And then there are the sacrifices that you can't even figure out why you're making.
Another day, and once again, I don't see my name on the board. Chief, any reason my name isn't on the board?
Slow down.
He just patted me on the back. Tell me, when did I become a person who gets patted on the back?
You think his mommy tracking you?
What have you heard?
How about you handle the need to care for me today?
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Burke. I brought you a coffee.
Oh, thanks. Very thoughtful.
What?
Oh, nothing. I'm just dragging a little. I only did 2 miles this morning. O'Malley and I were up to 6. We pushed each other.
Oh, you're missing George.
No. No, of course not.
Drink your coffee.
Oh, that's all right. Actually, I'm waiting.
Oh, cappuccino!
Hey, O'Malley!
Big news. Eugene Foote is here. He's having problems with his pacemaker.
Eugene Foote is here? In this hospital?
Uh-huh.
Who is Eugene Foote?
Genius violinist, Burke's hero. Burke flew down to San Francisco last year to put in his pacemaker.
Burke has like 40 of his albums.
No, 42. No,
actually, 43 because you just got the greatest hits soon on the DVD.
Oh, right. Yeah. You want in on foot?
Yes, but I'm on neuro today with Dr. Shepherd.
Oh, okay.
I want in. Hello, I want in.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right.
Burke. I laid on top of you naked last night, so why don't you wax nostalgic about that?
Obviously, I can't go out with him, right?
Do I look like a chick to you? I look like I care about yeast cream or tingling feelings? I mean, he's not in jail or on drugs or keeping body parts in his basement. If you want to do him, do him.
Not do him. Date him. Not doing anybody. I'm knitting.
Eugene Foote's chart. Oh, what are we talking about?
Weird, right? I mean, he's Derek's vet. He's Doc's vet. He's my vet. He's McVet. Weird to date him, right?
Wait, did you say vet?
Mm-hmm.
Like animals? Oh, you can't date a vet. He's not even a real doctor.
Damn it. Seth, need that. Ha ha, very funny. Must not have gone so well this morning.
What?
Just run as she looks at you.
I need an intern, now.
I'm with Bailey.
I'm with Burke. Rev.
I don't do vagina. Not as a doctor, anyway.
Oh, back talk. You know what? You just bought yourself a case.
How you feeling this morning, Denny?
Great. Be even greater if you get me off this machine.
Denny, you know I would, but then your heart would stop beating and Dr. Burke would yell at me, and that'd make for a very bad day for both of us.
Is he a candidate for the portable LVAT?
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. Half the size, twice the fun.
Huh? You've been doing your research, huh?
I have.
I've already told him he's not ready for it yet.
Dr. Stevens, didn't I assign you to neuro this morning?
Yeah, I was on... I'm on my way. But could you tell him about the complications?
You'd be risking air embolus, V-fib.
Yeah, and the tubing could kink inside of your body, in which case we'd have to rush you to emergency surgery.
Dr. Stevens, unless Mr. Duquette's heart has suddenly grown a brain, you are currently not doing your job.
I'm going. Just don't be stupid, okay?
You're not the boss of me today, woman.
I want you to take it out.
Take it out? For Mr. Foote, your heart function has improved exponentially since we put the pacemaker in. The setting is working well.
You know my music, Dr. Burke.
Very well, sir. Changed my life.
Well, your contraption has changed my heartbeat, changed my rhythm. I can't play. And that's a sacrifice I am unwilling to make.
But you'd be willing to sacrifice your life for your music?
They're one and the same.
Before we do anything drastic, just let me try one more setting on the pacemaker. So one more setting, Mr. Foote. Please.
Okay, sure.
Yep.
Hello, Wards.
Hi.
We're just waiting on your labs. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling large. Large and cow-like.
A cow?
Your mommy is a cow who needs a quiet talk with a doctor.
Hey, guys. Who wants ice cream?
Easy, and Kim said it was fine.
Rose?
Sorry. So tired.
Oh, no. Six kids, 38 weeks pregnant. A saint would be tired.
I'm no saint. This baby, Joseph, Dr. Shepherd, I need him to be my last. And I really seem to be the most fertile woman on the planet.
Well, if you're interested in alternative forms of birth control...
No. What I mean is, today during the C-section, I need you to tie my tubes. And I need you to do it without my husband ever knowing.
Rose, you're an adult. He's your husband, not your legal guardian. Telling him would be entirely up to you.
Well, if you charged my insurance, he would see it. Any bill you sent, he would see it. I've been saving for this, and I can pay you privately.
So you're saying you want me to do the surgery and leave no record of it?
Mrs. Ward, if you're being abused, there are people you can talk to.
Oh, Chris is... he's the opposite of abusive.
So if we pull up your medical records, we're not going to find a bunch of old broken bones. Or...
if you pull up my medical records, you'll find 3 natural childbirths, 3 C-sections, 2 hospital stays for exhaustion, and 1 for dehydration. Because I was so busy chasing my kids around, I forgot to take a sip of water for 3 days. I think God understands what I'm going through. And I think God will forgive me. But Chris, For him, religion isn't like a buffet table where you get to choose what you want to take and leave the rest. And the Pope says no to birth control, so I need your help.
You don't need our help. Your husband's not abusing you, and you don't get to lie to him and blame it on the Pope.
Dr. Karev?
No offense, but I have no interest in obstetrics or gynecology, Dr. Shepherd. So if you want to phone me up the case, feel free.
Dr. Karev, I may be a board-certified OBGYN, but I also have fellowships in maternal fetal medicine and medical genetics, and I am one of the foremost neonatal surgeons in this country. When you can top that, you can mouth off. Until then, you will do your job, and you will do it right, which at this point in time means you keep your mouth shut unless I give you permission to open it. Understood? Understood.
Oh, are you giving me permission now?
Good morning, Ms. Graber.
Oh, really? Good morning. Mm-hmm. You haven't let me sleep in 3 nights. Hmm. And this ridiculous hat is destroying my self-esteem, and I still haven't had a seizure. But okay, sure. We'll go with good morning if it makes you feel better about yourself.
Ms. Graber's here for brain mapping. Dr. Stevens.
Brain mapping. It's where you locate the area of the brain where the seizures originate and surgically remove it with minimal damage to the surrounding tissue.
Excellent.
Excellent, except for the fact that it's not working, and I'm losing billable hours. Unless any of you are looking to get out of a bad marriage?
No.
Dr. Shepherd?
Yes. No. I'm fine, thank you.
Really?
Yes.
Because I'm an excellent divorce attorney.
I'm sure you are.
And there was a look between these two.
A look?
Yeah. What is it? You married young and now you have nothing in common? Oh, no, don't tell me. I know. Conversation is still good, but the sex has gone to pot.
Make her seize. How do we make someone have a seizure?
Do your research. Get creative.
Well, but if all the normal methods have failed, then what are we supposed to do?
Use a strobe light. Get her drunk. Hang her from the ceiling upside down and hit her with a wiffle ball bat for all I care, okay? Just make her seize, because until she seizes, I don't know where to operate. And if I don't know where to operate, I can't get this woman out of my life. And this woman is not how I like to start my mornings.
I'm just curious, George. I'm curious, George. Get it? Never mind. All I'm asking is where you live.
Listen to this. There's an old school arcade game that's been known to induce seizures if you reach level 53.
Our divorce lawyer is so not playing an arcade game for 53 levels. Oh, George, by the way, where do you live?
I'm busy doctoring, Dr. Stevens. No time for chit-chat.
Morning, Dr. O'Malley.
Oh, morning, Dr. Torres.
So guess what?
Yeah.
Dr. O'Malley, how's all the doctoring going?
You tell me.
It's an honor to hear you play.
Too good a man to lie. I'll read your mind. His timing is off. His rhythm is off. This man has no business calling himself Eugene Foote.
You understand, sir, that in the months since the initial surgery, scar tissue has formed around the pacemaker. Removing it is not nearly as simple as it sounds.
I picked up the violin at 6 years old. It was in my grandfather's attic. I didn't even know what it was. But I remember picking it up. That moment. I remember putting the bow to the strings and pulling. Just that. Just that screechy little chirp. And that was it. I was hooked. You remember a moment like that in your life? I know this surgery could kill me. I also know you're the best, which makes you my best shot of survival. I'd like you to be the one to operate, Dr. Burke. But if you won't,
I'll find someone who will.
He's right.
He can't play?
He can't play like Eugene Foote.
Okay, so, surgery?
He says he will go somewhere else. If I refuse, I might let him.
Why? Oh, you can't let him go somewhere else. What are you... Okay, what if it were you? What if you couldn't be a surgeon anymore? Or you could still be one, but not a great one. Just average. He can get his surgery somewhere else, but that surgeon might be average.
EKG, echo, and nuclear, all within normal limits.
Denny, in that case, I see no reason why you can't be up walking.
Music to my ears, Dr. Bailey.
Good. So you have any questions?
No, it's...
We can put it off. No harm in waiting a few weeks if you have questions, if you're worried.
I've got 20 tubes coming out of my body, one of which goes directly into my you-know-what. At some point, I'd like to use that you-know-what for something besides peeing into a bag. Like, for instance, peeing into a toilet. It's just... Izzy gave me medical advice. You're giving me different advice. It just so happens that yours is the advice I want to hear.
Well, Dr. Bailey outranks Dr. Stevens, so it's safe to say Dr. Bailey's advice is the one to follow.
That's not what he's worried about, Dr. Gray. He's worried that Dr. Stevens might get her ego bruised and her feelings hurt. Am I right?
No, definitely no.
Because it would concern me if you were making medical decisions based on how our Dr. Stevens might feel about it.
Well, in that case, I say we do this thing. Screw that dizzy blonde doctor girl.
That's not helping, Denny.
No?
No.
What's going on between Stevens and Denny? Is it a crush? Is it an innocent flirtation? Or is Stevens actually crossing the line?
I know she likes him. I can't imagine Izzy would do that.
I couldn't imagine you and Yang would be stupid enough to fall for your attendant. I was wrong about that, wasn't I?
I'm knitting these days. Plus, I'm thinking about accepting a date with a veterinarian.
Gray, do you actually believe I care?
No.
Good. Maybe you're not so stupid after all.
Explain to me one more time exactly what this is supposed to do.
Having the TV this close makes the flickering and flashing bigger and more intense, which can cause seizures.
Normally, I don't have time to watch TV, but this week I've discovered Oprah. You know, she's famous in my business for never marrying that boyfriend of hers. Wise, wise woman.
So first you won't tell me where you live, and now I am on the outside of your inside jokes with Kelly. When did I end up on the outside?
You're not on the outside.
Okay, now you're lying to my face.
You're being paranoid.
Well, I'm not seizing, but I am having an acid flashback. Does that count?
Rose, 7 kids. It's a lot. Are you sure that Chris isn't feeling the same way?
When we were first married, we were so broke that I went on the pill for a while, and Chris stopped taking communion. When he does that, he thinks he's...
Well, he's going to hell. Thinks you're both going to hell.
The reason we haven't had a baby in 4 years is because we abstained for 3. Can you imagine not being able to make love to your husband?
The pill.
I can't hide the pill. He would find out.
If he found out what? I mean, he won't divorce you. He doesn't believe in it.
Do you see the way he's looking at me right now?
Dr. Krebs was just leaving.
No. Just look at him for a minute. That look he has on his face? That's how my husband would look at me if he knew about any of this. And I can't have my husband look at me like that. And I can't have any more babies.
For the record,
I am on your side today. George sucks.
Burke doesn't think so.
He's his new best friend.
I wonder if Burke knows where he lives.
How's Sunny doing? Bailey's not caving in on the Elbad thing, is she?
About that. I thought Alex was kidding when he said you dumped him for a heart patient. Did you really dump him for a heart patient?
Of course not.
If Danny's a patient, we can't fall for our patients.
You're falling for a vet.
I'm considering the possibility of maybe having a date with a vet.
That's all I'm saying.
My point is, Bailey's on the warpath about you and Denny, so just be careful.
How's the sponge count, Dr. Crow?
They're all accounted for, but I see a bleeder here.
Small. Get the bovie and cauterize it.
I got it.
That's good. There's a little bleeding near the tube here. Can you hand me the bovie, Dr. Crow?
I don't see any abnormal bleeding.
Are you the surgeon here?
No.
Then give me the bovie. Give me the bovie, Dr. Kraft. Hey there, Joseph. Welcome to the world.
Rose, before we bring your family in to see you, I wanted to let you know that there was a complication with your surgery. We had some unexpected bleeding that caused damage to both fallopian tubes.
So you're saying
you won't be able to have any more children?
Thank you, Dr. Shepherd.
As I said, it was a complication.
I understand.
A complication? That's what you're calling it?
That's what it was.
Really? Because in that case, it's one of the most bizarre obstetric complications in history.
She is our patient. Our obligation is to her and her only.
Get straight, wait here while I try to find the exit sign. When will you stop asking strangers? No one.
Hey.
Well, hey.
You picked up Doc?
Yeah. Guess how?
He seems to be doing much better.
He seems to be doing good.
I'm not laughing at you.
No.
No, it's just, you know, bad sex isn't really something that wives want announced to the dirty ex-mistress.
You're not the dirty ex-mistress. You're a friend. She's your friend. I'm your friend. You know, we're all friends.
But you didn't tell her.
No. How's your day going?
Great.
Good.
The vet asked me if we...
What? What did he ask you?
If we were together.
Uh-huh.
And I set him straight.
Good day, Meredith.
You too, Derek.
I'm not drinking another shot of espresso. I can't.
You can.
I can't.
You can. You're the best divorce attorney in Seattle.
The best.
You can kick that espresso shot's ass.
Kick it.
Yeah.
Nice. Whoa. Okay, good. So, caffeine's for seizures. What's the donuts for?
They are to absorb some of the coffee so it doesn't burn a hole through your stomach.
Good. Okay, good idea.
Oh. You know how long it has been since I have had a donut? I really, 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 really like donuts.
Why don't you eat them?
Gotta stay on top of my game. No time for exercise, no carbs, no sugar. Can't have a sugar crash in court. No stupid court. Court is stupid because I love donuts!
You make a really good progress.
Hey there, Chief. You here for my big moment?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Denny.
Is there something I can do for you, Chief?
Here's the EKG.
normal, as well as his echo and nuclear study.
Mm-hmm. His perfusion.
He's ready, Chief.
Looking good. Carry on.
Thank you, sir.
Die! Die! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Next level. I'm at the next level. God, this is exhilarating.
Keep going. Keep going. You only have 12 more levels before you reach prime seizure potential.
This is fun. You're right? You know, like fun that we had at home back when you used to tell me things. Like, where do you live?
Start that again.
I'm not starting anything. I'm just saying there's fun to be had. All the time with me, your best friend.
It's totally go to high school.
George, don't do the whispering under your breath thing. If you've got something to say, just say it.
Yeah, last time you gave me that advice went really well.
You're seriously pissed at me because of what happened between you and Meredith.
No. Yeah.
Oh. He recorded us at the Hollywood Bowl a couple of years ago.
What, tonight?
It's not nice. It's brilliant.
Excuse me. You were one of my wife's doctors, weren't you, Rose Ward?
Yes, I was.
She just told me there was a complication with her C-section.
I told you to tell her how you feel. I did not tell you to jump in the bed
with
her.
Why didn't you tell me?
Adultery.
Why did you send me in there? Was it to humiliate me? I mean, if you knew that she didn't love me, why? What kind of friend does that?
It's just shocking. Someone says there's a complication, and everything changes. Breathe.
Were all those batteries...
Yes, they're charged. I checked them up.
He's having runs of VTAC.
Get in here, embolism.
I got it.
Damn it.
We got the tamponade.
VP's not registering.
Keep transfusing. PRBCs. She has a full ventricular perforation. Hand me a 2-0 proline. Christina, replace my hand with yours. Yes. And hold on for dear life.
You didn't want to hear it.
Yes.
I'm in some denial. I can live with that. You wanted to keep on loving her, George. You did not want to hear it.
Should we intubate?
We'll call respiratory to do it.
Nurse says it's a blessing. It's God's will. Maybe it is.
A blessing, I mean. This complication.
His heart's not moving at all.
Keep compressing as I was doing.
No signs of life. Blood pressure's non-existent.
Hey, the tubing could be kinked. We need to move it to the OR, Bailey.
Well, it doesn't look like you've got
this. I've got this.
Oh, my God. You knew the risk. Stop. You knew she was in love with someone.
I'm getting an aura.
No! I am not saying that what she did wasn't wrong. I am just saying you need to take a tiny piece of
your ability. She's seizing. Go Paige Shepherd.
This complication, it might be God's way of helping you put your 7 kids through college.
What are you saying?
I'm saying get a lawyer.
Time of death, 1832.
Everything looks good, Jimmy.
Well, you gotta thank Dr. Bailey for me. I mean, I already thanked her once, but this here deserves a double scoop.
I know I don't know you very well.
You want to talk to me about Izzy?
Yeah.
Because you disapprove?
No. This comes from nothing resembling a high horse. High horses want nothing to do with me. You know, this thing with you and Izzy, there are strict rules about doctors taking patients.
You know Izzy pretty well, right? You think if I went to her and I said, hey, you know, this is going to be really bad for your career. You probably shouldn't come around to see me anymore. You think that'll have any effect at all? The thing is, I was healthy my whole life till I wasn't. And for the last year, I've had a lot of time to lay around in bed and think about my life. And the things that I remember best, well, those are the things that I wasn't supposed to do, and I did them anyway. So the thing is, Meredith, life is too damn short to be following these rules.
So May I ask what motive you had for undermining my authority in front of my patient and my intern?
I'm not punishing you, Dr. Bailey.
Oh, but you are. I had a baby, and so you are.
Yes, you had a baby, and now you're sleep-deprived.
Every doctor in this hospital is sleep-deprived.
You just came back from maternity leave, and I'm not convinced you're back on your game. This is not a punishment or a reflection on how highly I value you. It's just the way it is.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Chief, but that man over there is asking to talk to you.
Excuse me.
We're closed.
Hey.
I thought you were knitting a sweater.
I am. But I'm also dating. You. If you still want to. I should have called. You know, I was going to call.
No. Don't call. Never call. Always show up.
Okay.
But I can't tonight. I've got an errand I have to run.
I run errands.
Well, it shouldn't take too long. We can grab some dinner right after.
After?
After she gives birth.
She's birthing a horse?
Yeah.
That was your errand? You're birthing a horse?
Yeah. I guess I could have mentioned it before, but, you know, I didn't want to scare you back to your knitting. If she's getting anxious, you can wait back here.
Back here?
If you want. I mean, it gets a little messy.
Are you kidding? I want to birth a horse. Richard, we have to talk about Alex Karev. I know he's talented, but his attitude, in my opinion, has reached an unacceptable level.
Addison, you've got a bigger problem today than Alex Karev. Mr. Ward has been speaking with our attorney regarding his wife's surgery.
I read your chart. I read the nurse's notes. Now, can you explain to me what kind of complication from a C-section leads to the severing of both fallopian tubes?
Well, the bad news is, he had a grand mal seizure. The good news is we mapped it, so now we can operate.
No, but I've decided against surgery, Dr. Shepard.
I'm sorry.
No offense. The risks of craniotomy, this, when you describe them, they're not terribly appealing.
Yes, there are risks. But you have to weigh those risks with the detrimental effect your seizure disorder has on your life.
Unless my life is having a detrimental effect on my seizure disorder. It's like with you and your wife. Is the bad sex your biggest problem, or are all the bigger problems causing the bad sex?
I'm not going to answer that.
All right, my point is, I had more fun today than I can remember. I don't have any friends. I don't have any fun. I only have work. Work and seizures. And it's no coincidence that when the work stopped, the seizures stopped. Until these two started arguing.
All right, I'm going to talk to him about that.
No, you don't get it. Watching people fight, ugh. That's been my whole life for 15 years. So I'm changing my life. Look, and if that doesn't work, I'll come back here and let you cut open my brain, okay?
All right, fair enough.
Good, huh?
Yeah, pretty good.
How are you feeling?
A little sore.
Oh,
to be expected.
I'm sorry I told Chris about the complication. I just thought he should know that Joseph would be our last, so we could savor it. I didn't know he was going to do this.
Rose, I need you to tell him that you asked me to tie your tubes.
For you, it's just insurance. And you don't even have to pay. For me, it's my marriage. It's my family.
It's my career, Rose. It's my reputation.
You're the best. People come from all over the country to see you. That won't change. I can't tell him. Dr. Shepherd, I'm so sorry because I am so grateful to you. But I can't tell him.
Coming off?
Not exactly.
Sorry.
Oh, don't be. It was a great date.
Technically, it wasn't the date. It was the errand. Now, we could go up to my place. I could cook for you.
Go up to your place?
Do you want to come up to my place?
Yeah. No, I mean, no. I don't. I do, but I don't.
You don't know.
No, I do. I mean, I know. No, I don't.
All right, well, here's the deal. You have two options. You could come up to my place, take off all your clothes, shower off the goo, borrow one of my shirts, and I'll cook you dinner. That's door number one. Door number two, you go home. I think you ought to take door number one because, you know, it involves you naked in my apartment, but, you know. That's just me.
I should point out that there is absolutely nothing you could say that would make me go upstairs with you. I'm kind of offended that you think that I would go upstairs with you. And you should know that I am celibate. So...
Shut up.
I absolutely cannot have sex with you.
If you choose door number one, I... absolutely will not have sex with you.
You won't.
I promise I won't. I won't even try and kiss you.
Why not?
Meredith.
What?
Choose door number one.
A wise man once said, you can have anything in life if you will sacrifice everything else for it.
I hope it works.
You're changing your life.
So do I. Hey, George. I don't know much, but I do know fighting. And people who fight, like you and Izzy, those people love each other. She misses her friend.
What he meant is, nothing comes without a price.
What the hell is fate with good intentions?
So, before you go into battle, you better decide how much you're willing to lose.
Dr. Krampf. You did such a good job today that... I'm going to talk to Dr. Bailey and have you assigned to my service.
What? For how long?
For as long as I want. Your ass is mine until I say otherwise. Congratulations.
You got it.
I did indeed.
And you're okay?
Are you kidding me? I'm great. Look at this. Some nice-sized batteries, colorful wires... It's what your best-dressed LVAD patients are wearing these days, you know?
Really? Because it seems so last fall. Paul.
I know.
Too often, going after what feels good means letting go of what you know is right.
You did everything you could.
There was an interview that Eugene gave. I saved it. I taped it to my bathroom mirror. She said that he wasn't the most talented student at music school, but he said what he lacked in natural ability, he made up for it in discipline. He practiced all the time. All the time he practiced. I wasn't like you. I wasn't the most talented student in school. I wasn't the brightest. But I was the best.
You practiced.
I practiced.
And letting someone in means abandoning the walls you've spent a lifetime building.
Tommy, it was listless and hadn't eaten all day.
Look.
Of course, the toughest sacrifices are the ones we don't see coming.
Hey.
Hey.
Is he sick again?
Yeah.
George! Hey!
Hey.
Oh, hi. Hey.
So we spent the night at Callie's last night, so we figured we'd just spend the night here.
You're back then just for tonight?
Well, Callie's here for the night. It's my room. Pay rent.
Welcome home.
When we don't have time to come up with a strategy to pick a side or to measure the potential loss.
You would not believe the day I have. I went out of my way to give a patient exactly what she wants, only to have it explode in my face. I mean, lawsuit, threats, Richard's pissed. Don't even get me started about Alice Perot.
Get in the shower.
What?
Get in the shower with me.
Honey, it's a very small shower.
Want to have hot sex?
Thank you.
When that happens, when the battle chooses us and not the other way around, that's when the sacrifice can turn out to be more than we can bear.